Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. David Dossie's here. David is our intellectual property attorney. We used to call them patent attorneys. Now we call them intellectual property attorneys because they cover such, with all the new multimedia stuff and all the new digital stuff, it's their world got a lot bigger, and so did ours. David is a partner with Gallagher and Dossie, LPA, and he's not only our brain trust intellectual property attorney, he's my intellectual property attorney. He's our good friend David. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. So, David, more and more these days, when I hear someone out of Washington, especially a politician, talk about helping small business owners, I start raising my shields. You know, I start covering up, protecting myself, because I know that there's about to be a bunch of hogwash dropped on me. And like you know, we want to help small business owners get more loans. You know, help small business owners get more access to loans. When the truth is most small business owners don't even want a loan. So that tells me they don't know what they're talking about. One of the topics that I'm hearing more and more lately is patent reform. How we need patent reform to help small business owners. Now, tell me whether that's actually accurate or not.
Well, of course not. And that's why it's key for small business owners on any issue like this to do like you, take the pessimistic approach, scratch below the surface.
You'll never go wrong with Washington, will you?
and dig a little deeper than the sound bites that are being played at the press conferences, because you hear this reoccurring theme of patent trolls, they're killing small business.
Tell them what a patent troll is.
You know, a patent troll is what more politically correct people would call a non-practicing entity. So it's a company that doesn't necessarily produce any products, but they own patents, and they try to license those patents, and when they can't license them to a company, they may bring patent infringement lawsuits. So non-practicing entity just meaning that they don't make anything.
And, here's another example, not of patents, but of a kind of a troll, folks. I call them squatters. People who buy up URLs. They buy up web addresses, web names, and URLs, and they sit on them, and then they try to. And then when you know they buy them for $15, and they try to sell them to you for $200. They find if it's something that sounds like you're interested in. I call them squatters, but they sit on these URLs. They have an inventory of them, and that's the same kind of thing a patent trolls do.
But a lot of people fall into that definition. A lot of universities, a lot of research centers, you know, they don't produce these products. They do R&D, they develop, they invent, they patent, and
corporate America does this too, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, people often want to stick their head in the sand, but where do most of the non-practicing entities or patent trolls get their patents from? They've usually purchased them from a company that is, you know, liquidating a patent portfolio that they aren't using to raise some cash.
How many times will we hear they didn't care for, they didn't need the company, but they wanted their 35,000 patents?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, the members of Congress, the staffers, the giant companies, you know, they are generally pushing for weaker patents, but under the guise that this is all about protecting small business owners from getting sued for using a certain piece of equipment that they purchased. Because the classic example was, well, if I have this copier that also is a scanner that can fax or email what I just scanned in, you know, that these small businesses were getting sued over that. Well, you know, that's true, but patent reform legislation, you know, the patent system has been around since the beginning, and we had a major change in the patent laws just 2 years ago, and that was the biggest change in 50 years, mm-hmm. and now we're already looking at more significant patent reform legislation. It's just not a
and
system
you think
that you want to play with.
You think what they're proposing is they're using small business as a straw man for some political or ideological reasons?
Well, one of the classic examples is that they'll put out statistics that say 90% of all patent suits filed against tech companies were filed by patent trolls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is a tech company? Mm-hmm. And are most small businesses really tech companies?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, patent trolls are responsible for like approximately 20% of all patent litigation.
Hold on to that thought, David. Quick break, right back with David Darcy. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.